when you're asked to do a score for a film like The Matrix, do you read the script first or see the film first and then compose? If you could explain how that process works.
Well, in the case of The Matrix, I went in for a meeting with the directors, and they showed me some of the art that they were producing for the film in terms of some matte shots and some storyboards. We had some meetings and talked about the music and such. They shot that film in Sydney, Australia, and so I didn't see them for, you know, the better part of a year. But then when they came back, they had a rough cut. I was completely blown away by the quality of the project and the creativity of it and the uniqueness.
Everyone has talked about how Matrix is such a very philosophically deep film. And were any of those particular aspects of The Matrix really inspiring for you when writing the score?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, I was really excited when I first read the script because, you know, it was basically a dramatization of the Cartesian Cogito, which I thought was very, very fascinating. And also, you know, Plato's Cave. And what was really interesting about The Matrix in a lot of ways is that, you know, it was kind of a tribute to a number of different styles. I mean, the Kung Fu movie, of course, there are elements of the Western. And, you know, of course, other science fiction movies that were referenced. And it was really kind of a cornucopia of, you know, film history.
I read somewhere that you were really interested by all the mirrors and reflections which appeared in the film, which there are so many.
I think if you've seen the film, there's one point at which, you know, Keanu Reeves' character, Neo, kind of goes over the threshold between what he thinks is reality and what is reality. And he starts to hallucinate at that point, and he touches a mirror that's next to him. The mirror becomes liquid.
Have you ever had a dream, Neo, that you were so sure was real? What if you were unable to wake from that dream? How would you know the difference between the dream world and the real world?
And then the mirror kind of travels up his arm, and he becomes a mirror. And I thought that, you know, taking the metaphor to that extreme was really, really very interesting. So I was able to apply some musical kind of fugue counterpoint techniques to symbolize this reflective imagery.
Counterpoint, what exactly do you mean?
Well, counterpoint is the idea of having one instrument play a musical idea and then have another instrument play the same music like a few seconds later. And they work in conjunction. And so I thought that would kind of symbolize the idea of a mirror reflection.
If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Don Davis, who composed the score for The Matrix, a 1999 film about a character named Neo who leads a rebellion against the creators of a dystopian dream world. Don Davis will be conducting the Chattanooga Symphony this Saturday night at the Tivoli Theater for The Matrix Live. The film will be screened while Davis and the CSO perform the score. When you see a film like The Matrix, are there certain instruments you imagine hearing as part of the score while watching the film?
That's an interesting question. I mean, the idea of the orchestration is, you know, kind of contingent on what's going on the screen. You know, there are certain instruments in the orchestra that are louder than others, and that's basically the problem of orchestration, is balancing those different textures and loudnesses. And so if someone is on the screen and he's speaking, you know, the audience needs to hear that dialogue.
Right.
So to have trumpets blast while somebody's speaking is not a good idea. And the other side of the spectrum, when when somebody's running down the street and he's getting shot at, and there are helicopters and machine guns and all sorts of things, you know, a violin solo is not going to carry the texture. So a lot of those decisions are contingent on how the music is going to function in the film in any particular spot. In the first chase in the movie, the character Trinity is being chased by some policemen. And actually, she's being chased by some policemen and an agent. And at one point, she's running on a rooftop, and she makes a leap across the street from one building to the next. And that was, you know, the first supernatural act that the audience sees in that. So when we were talking about that scene, you know, they said it has to be big and exciting. When that scene came up, when I wrote it, I had all kinds of motion going on, you know, and it was big and exciting. And when the directors heard it, they said, well, you know, we can't do that because when she jumped over the street, there was an overhead shot, and you could see fire trucks on the street. And they said, we're going to have sirens going on there, and we need to hear that. So that was kind of a unique problem I faced. You know, it had to be big, it had to be exciting, but you need to hear the sirens too. So that's when I came up with the idea of having these two choruses of brass instruments just getting loud and then soft, loud and then soft. So it was kind of a static idea, but it had a certain motion to it.
What's that feeling like as a composer to be playing this score live and also seeing the film in front of you, as well as knowing that there's an audience behind you?
Well, it's a thrill. What can I say? It's, you know, and the thing that's really the most fun about it is to be working with these, you know, major orchestras around the world. It's a pretty rare to hear music being performed live with the film. And, you know, it's often said that the best film score is the one that you don't notice. Film music is not about music, it's about the film. And if it doesn't work for the film, it's not going to be film music. They'll choose something else. But when there's an orchestra playing live, the audience has an opportunity to focus on it and see and hear firsthand how music really does function in a film. And they have a better knowledge of how the music then functions in every film.
He is the one.
That was a conversation with Don Davis, creator of the score for the film The Matrix. Davis and the Chattanooga Symphony will be performing the score this Saturday night at the Tivoli Theater. The performance is called Matrix Live. For WUTC, I'm Garrett Crowe.